There are three streets not very far from here, just a bit further back going off. Very famous. Soy 6, Soy 6 slash 1 and Soy 7, which are famous for their go-go bars. And, you know, we've just driven down a short while ago. It's absolutely packed with rather scantily clad women who are obviously plying their trade. I mean, prostitution is notionally illegal in Thailand. It's something the police have reminded the US crews. But in practice, we think there are probably 25 to 50,000 sex workers in this city. They're not allowed to go to that street. Now, I don't know how strictly they'll police that. They can go to Pattaya's famous walking street, which is pretty racy as well. Very colourful, lots of neon lights, all kinds of different bars and restaurants there. When that starts up just after sundown, it's a very, very vibrant scene. But in general, I think most of the city is open to them. They're not allowed to use the cannabis shops. There are a lot of those here now. And offshore in the sea here, you can go. There's lots of sea sports like paragliding and jet skiing. They're not supposed to do that either.
Jonathan Head. And in our earlier podcast, we inadvertently referred to those on board the Abraham Lincoln as service men. Our listener, Amelia Goff, emailed to point out correctly that the crew is not just comprised of men. She said she was disappointed to hear such exclusive language. Amelia, you're right. And we'll pay more attention in the future.